All right, that was my key. It's being recorded.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everyone, to the call, to the Dewey Roundtable call. Tonight, as most of you know,
I've been out of town for the last 3 days, having a good time with my little old wife and some friends. And we've done whitewater rafting and zip lining through the treetops of the mountains up there, and it's been tiring, but we're back, and even got cell phone service now. So done some catching up today. I do have, and as everybody's been asking a lot about the Dong, if we've heard anything, yes, we have. In fact, 2 days in a row, the rabbi had been texting me. He's made contact with the girl over there a couple of times in two different groups of people from over there. In fact, this time he called me back all excited again. Well, I got a hold to him this afternoon on my way back and talk with him directly. And, he said they have a code. Of course, that country over there monitors their calls because they're still a communist country and they have to be kind of careful what they say. But there was a kind of a code that was given. If I say this, then this is what I mean, you know. So to get information out of there, they were planning on staying much longer in order to get cashed out and coming home. And they informed him that they will be coming home very, very soon, and that they will be very, very happy, meaning that the rate is going to be higher than what they had anticipated, which I think I had told you before. They were expecting the 0.34 or 3.4, I guess you'd say, 3.5 cents, put it that way. And it appears that it's going to be higher than that. They had given a range of 2.2 cents to 5.7 cents. Now they're saying it's going to be a little bit higher than that. At least that was what she indicated from him. And she's coming home the end of next week, from what I understood. So that means that this thing, you know, it's going to happen the same time the dinar is happening, and we're not going to be able to double dip. This thing is going to fall the Monday or Tuesday of this week. We're all anticipating, of course, that this thing is going to be over with as far as us knowing the global rate on everything, probably Monday, sometime Monday. So that's what I've got to bring you up to speed on the Dong. Wish I hadn't been so out of pocket the last 3 or 4 days. I thank everybody that texted me and tried to keep me in the loop. I did get my texts, but you couldn't call out up there to get anybody. So anyway, bless everybody. I'm so proud that we're all here. This is going to be an awesome call. There's tons of information. I spoke with BGG today, and man, it's exciting what's going on. So at this time, BGG, I'll turn it back over to you. Let her rip, son.
BG, could I say one thing before you go to the next one, please?
You sure may, dude. Okay. Go right ahead.
For the people listening who do not know what the Dong is, it's the Vietnam currency, and he's saying 5.7 cents, 2.2 cents, 2.2 to 5.7. What he's saying, well, he said it clearly, we all know, but for people that don't get it or hadn't fooled with it, that money was bought for $52 a million at the local banks in Mount Julius. They sold it like hot bread. Okay? Now, 2.2 is $22,000 a million for $52 a million. 5.7 is $57,000 a million. I'm through. That's it.
You know what? While I got you on here, Dewey, I'm going to put you on the spot. Give us your thoughts on, you know, that relationship between China and Vietnam, because most people don't have any idea why that currency is fixing to revalue or what it's all about. But you saw that China bumped the currency not long ago. Give us your thoughts on what you think about what's going on over there.
3 weeks ago, China bumped their currency 5%. Nobody said a word, but it also lowered our national debt by 5%. Okay? But they didn't say a word about that. You didn't hear a word about it. But when somebody raises their currency by 5%, it also lowers what you owed them. Okay? So they agreed to do that. But China's been getting all our jobs, and the people been getting the jobs from China was Vietnam. So China went down to Vietnam about 4 months ago or 5 months ago and spent several hundred billion dollars purchasing banks, factories, anything they could find. It doesn't matter. They bought it all, a lot. And anything that China didn't want to make, or it's a little too hard, or you know, just repetitious or whatever, they'd send it off to Vietnam. So Vietnam became a thorn in their side so much that they went on and purchased a big chunk of Vietnam. And it looks like now that they're going to raise that money. So
they're going to raise that currency because when China bumped their currency, it kind of hurt business people in China.
There were a lot of factories said, yeah, we're moving. We're leaving China. You've gotten too high now. You see, now they think they can run to Vietnam. And by the way, three factories in Gallatin, Tennessee, did move to Vietnam, and one of them was Crescent Furniture, who I did business with for 18 years. I sold their furniture. It's all made now in Vietnam. And the reason they could do it is their money was 18,000 to 20,000 dongs per dollar. You see, so that meant that made the money be $52 a million by the time it was freighted to Pinnacle Bank.
Yeah.
So everybody mad you that bought it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of a thumbnail on that whole currency scenario, the relationship, you know, between Vietnam and China, and obviously there's a lot more backstory there than we know, but. But that's kind of the thumbnail on why it's even an issue. So thank you for that, Dewey. And let's moving on here. Thank you, Poppy. Appreciate you coming in straight in from out of town to give us an update there. Just a little bit of an idea as to what we're doing with this call. We do fairly regular very private intel calls. We cut up and, you know, yuck it up, and you guys are welcome to do some of that tonight. But and we share what we're hearing out there and just kind of bounce some ideas around. But I was afraid that we'd get done with this call and it'd be such a barn burner that everybody on the call would say, man, I sure wish we'd recorded that so we could share that with other people. So we thought, you know, just right immediately before we went into our normal private call, we said, hey, let's just hit the record button and put everybody up in order just as though it were a public call, and we're going to go ahead and share this with y'all. This is our normal operation as we do one of these pretty regular and just toss some ideas around and see where we'll land. I have been hearing personally, I'll give you a quick little update, a little status report on a couple of things I've heard. Just recently I did that one call by myself where I was kind of a call to action where people could call into their lawmakers. That actually had just huge success. We had one very high-end congressman actually get on the phone with one of our callers, and just an awesome, awesome exchange there. He essentially affirmed everything that we believe, and he basically didn't shoot anything down. We never intended for that to be a fact-finding mission or a visceral attack of any kind. We were just kind of prodding things along. Also, over lunch on Friday, was trying to eat some tacos, and I just got call after call after call. One of those calls was a contact who has just all kinds of contacts in D.C., and he gave me the lowdown from a sitting U.S. congressman that they have essentially already made Iraq a tradable global currency. They were waiting for a rate to come down, but the global tradable part is already said and done. And he did also tell me that they are noticed a lot of increase in phone calls that they get into their offices from DNR holders. We believe that this is really going to help the country quite a bit. I mean, if you just forget about the investment part of it at all, about us investors, what it'll do for our country is just phenomenal. So I want to applaud everybody who went and got involved. Appreciate every single one of you. The next thing I'd like to do here is bring out Angel Quest. You will know her from another very, very big call, but she has decided to join us tonight. Love you to introduce you to Angel Quest. Angel Quest, if you'll join us here. *6 to unmute.
Okay, I'm here. I'm pleased to be here. Nice to meet everybody. Kind of caught me off guard this last minute. I have several items. One being of the uppermost importance is a contact in Jordan that does have paperwork from Worka that it is a tradable currency, Iraq dinar. Also, an international banker on the East Coast that did say and told a friend of mine that is an international businessman that indeed from his congressman from South Carolina, we will see it on Monday. I also do know, and everybody should have seen the currency article that came out today where they are trying to instill the coins in Iraqi currency, as well as the 1s, 5s, 10s, and 20s. They're instilling the coins. I also know that Zebari did make a statement today that said they are at the end of the sanctions with Kuwait and will remain a sovereign country. Now, that came from a person in Jordan that heard that. And that's all I have right now, guys. I just was caught off guard.
Well, I appreciate, I just, you know, basically about an hour before we did our call, I imagined up that we ought to record this and change up our format just a little bit. So yes, I apologize, but you just really rose to the occasion there, Angel. Appreciate you so much. I will jump in there right behind her and confirm two things that I know for a fact. And one of them is on the Kuwaiti sanction thing. I can tell you for proof positive that's a lot farther down the road than most people know, and I'll leave it at that. And,
BG, let me say one thing when you finish.
Yeah, yeah. And then number two on that, it is a. I'm gonna read it to you because it is a famous text at this point. I have that text. I actually put out a couple days ago about that currency, that Worker Bank thing, and I'll see if I can't.
I do remember seeing that. That's why I thought it was so wild when my Jordan friend confirmed it, basically. I'm not a member of Worka myself.
BG? Yep, I don't have it. It's famous. You can see it on the Internet almost anywhere. The text I got, and it said something about, you know, Worka Bank and all that. So, anyway, just to confirm that, yes, the Worker Bank thing is for real, and yes, the Kuwaiti thing is a lot farther down the road than you imagine. So, Dewey, go ahead, share with us.
Yes, Angel, thank you for joining us, and I appreciate hearing about the coinage. I've had the coinage in my possession for over 6 years now, and I knew that when I saw them at first, I said, you know what, they can't release these things because the base metal of the coin would be worth far more than the face value of the coin. So if they had released them, the first scrap dealer would have sold them back to them.
Let me ask you, they're going on the gold standard, Dewey, with that.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've monetized the dead in the ground, and that's what they're doing. I understand. But when I first saw the coinage, I said, oh, boy, it's got to happen now. There's nothing you could have done with them. They couldn't even release them, you know, until this. But thank you for telling us. But I have some already.
Oh, great.
I knew they had them back then. That's when, you know, even before I stopped. Okay.
I would say also a couple of embassy contacts over there are telling us that the lower denominations are out in they're a lot higher circulation right now than they've ever been. They're really gearing up. In fact, I would say like a week ago or maybe a little more, Dewey and I have an Iraqi CBI contact, and she was saying that they were getting all the lower denominations out that weekend, getting them all ready. I mean, never did really allude to. I mean, she said they were getting ready to put them out a week ago. Well, it'll be a week ago tomorrow, or a week ago this coming Monday. So on that weekend, like Saturday, Sunday, they were getting all the lower denominations out and gearing up to put those out on the street. You know, basically, then roughly a week later, we're hearing that is in fact the case. So we have a direct contact in there. You know, that's exactly what she was saying. So that also kind of gives us some another little bit different look into that. Appreciate your info there, Angel. Daisy, are you out there? Daisy, star 6. Daisy, you're next.
Hey there.
Hey, there you are. So bring us a little of your info. You got a couple little pieces there that were juicy that
yeah,
I haven't said on.
Yeah. Well, the first one that I have was information that I got, and it's not from my usual source. So I didn't know how credible it was, but now I kind of do, that I was told that our House of Representatives speaker went behind a closed-door meeting with administration, and he took a bunch of the questions and concerns that had been flooding in to all of the officials' offices regarding the RV and the debt ceiling. He went in looking for answers. The other thing that I heard, and this came from my regular source, that GW stepped in today because Iraq and all the other countries involved that this RV affects, they were going to go ahead and make an announcement Sunday and release this for it to be live on Monday. So GW called them together and said, look, got to do a conference call. This has got to go now. So kind of put them under some duress. And actually, before I'd even heard this, I had even read an article, and I don't even know where I found the darn thing because I'm always fishing on the internet to see what I can find. And sometimes I find stuff in peculiar places. And I also had read an article where China, Europe, different places, Switzerland, were all pushing for this to be done, and they were going to do it without U.S.'s consent if they didn't go ahead and do this thing instead of him holding it up. And that wasn't the exact verbiage, but that was the gist of the information.
Oh, that's very interesting. That's very interesting, so, actually.
So then after I heard that today, I was like, well, wait a minute. I read something similar to that just a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I read things and I don't say anything about them, and I just kind of watch and listen to see if anything, you know, comes to the surface that reflects that same information.
That's very good stuff. I can tell you the whole, there's, you know, some of the political side stuff, you pretty much, it's fairly common knowledge. I mean, we're not going to really bring all that out in the open, but I will tell you. I can tell you firsthand that's probably, you know, it's really close to the truth. Let me put it to you like that. And I was just, when you told me that from just you and I talked, you know, hour or so before this call, I just really perked my ears up because I'm pretty sure that is the case. Hey, speaking of which, while you and I are talking here, didn't you have some bank info a couple days ago? The other day?
Yeah. I talked to my fellow at the Fifth Third, and I had asked him, I said, this is a rumor that I've heard, and I said, I want to know if you can confirm this. I said, there was rumor that all the banks were put on notice on Monday, and I said, it was my understanding, it was from U.S. Treasury, that the RV was going to be taking place and there may be possible exchanges going down on Thursday or Friday this week. And I said, did your bank receive that notice? And he said, yes.
It's very interesting. That's very interesting. And I will tell, I'm not going to tell everybody all the situations that I've heard, but I will say that we're seeing some very, some additional anomalies on the bank screen type on that vein of information as of, you know, all day Friday. You know, there was some things going on that were out of the ordinary, I'll say. And that's very interesting to see. I like to see that kind of, you know, rates being adjusted and currencies coming and going and that kind of thing. So I did see that, and I would say that, you know, we're probably on the right track on that bank side information.
I do, excuse me, this is AQ again, and I do, to go along with that, I heard from a friend in California Friday afternoon about 2 p.m. Central, and he is an older fellow, plays golf, has Dinar, but he doesn't get on any of the forums. He had asked his bank, which is BOA, to contact him if they find out anything about the IQD, because they've been saying, no, we don't have anything. Well, the foreign exchange guy did contact him Friday at 2 and said that she is now seeing a IQD on the screen. When he called her back, she said, I cannot give her right now, but we have not had activity in our bank, and this was in Northern California, until now. Now, he's hadn't talked to her in probably 4 months, so that kind of goes in line maybe with what you have on all the different bank things coming in.
Yeah, it does, actually. I can tell you, you know, there's been activity on the higher end levels of, you know, the bigger banks that are going to do this. That's for sure. There's plenty of bank activity there. Don't let anybody kid you. And those are excellent points of reference, incident reports, I like to call them. Dusty, are you out there? You want to star 6 and share a little something with us, a little nugget here or there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm not gonna do a lot of intel sharing because I promise you what you've heard and what you're about to hear from all these people with intel is going to blow your socks off enough. But I will tell you this. Guys, there's a lot of facts out there, and I see a lot of people questioning the investment. Do some research for yourself. Don't go bashing other people about bank stories because, believe it or not, guys, stuff's happening right before your eyes, and it's kind of amazing to see people that are picking up these different statements and things being, you know, given to them by bankers and this and that, and just doesn't do any good to bring your negativity around. I'm not going to get angry or anything about it like I have in the past. It's just bring something to the table. If you're telling someone that, you know, it's fact, that you know it's not true, that this bank story is not true, just bring your stuff to the table. Bring your fact there. Don't give your opinion. If you're going to state you have a fact to prove it's not true, bring it. It's just that simple. And guys, show some positivity. It makes this little roller coaster ride a lot easier for everybody, not just yourself. A lot of things are going to change. Just stay positive. What you're about to hear coming up behind, I have a feeling, is going to get even better. And guys, just limit the bashing. I will tell you this. For those of you that don't think that the banks know about it, I'm very sorry to tell you that they do. Your teller may not, and your bank manager or local branch manager or whatever they're called, they may not know about it. But trust me, guys, if they did, the banks would be spending millions of dollars come the day after the RV. I'm not saying whether Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, next week, week after. I'm not saying a day. I'm just saying the day after it happened, they would be struggling to get employees to cash us out. As far as people around the Internet saying that they know for a fact that people have not cashed out, everyone on this call that I've talked to, I do know for a fact there has been a cash-out story that has happened. Not a voucher, a cash-out story. Matter of fact, it wasn't a story to me because I actually physically laid my eyes, and I wasn't going to tell anybody this, on the deposit slip that was made. Unfortunately, guys, if you're wondering why they're not cashing us out...
Are we connected?
If you're wondering why they're not cashing us out, we may not have $50 million in the bank right now. The money really doesn't matter to the people that they're cashing out. It does matter, but it isn't as relevant as it is to us. So it seems like it's just we're being pushed to the side, pushed to the side, pushed to the side. Guys, I never have believed in a tiered cash out. Never have. You can ask anyone on this call that speaks to me on a personal basis. I've never believed it. And until I saw this with my own eyes, I didn't believe it. And now I'm a believer. Maybe I just don't have enough. And I hate to put it to you that way. And there's been some phenomenal information and some phenomenal intel that's come out in the last couple of days, but that's what it is. And for people saying, oh, I want a link, oh, show me a link, that'll be proof. If you're believing the Iraqi media, guys, you need to find a job. You need to find something to do and stay off forums and web pages and everything else. The other day I see an article come out, and it states how Iraq and Kuwait just can't get along and they can't get past these issues, and that they're constantly bickering, arguing. 5 minutes later, I see another article out of the Iraqi news saying that Kuwait is keen, the word keen was used, on building Iraqi relations, or whatever it said. But it was keen on them getting along and doing things, and that, you know, we know that Hillary's been called in now to, you know, assist with UNSC sanctions. These are facts, guys. These are all things that can be found in articles.
So, yeah, real quick, let me jump in there. I know for a fact the Kuwaitian-Iraqi thing, that's just pure smoke. Absolute pure smoke. That's not the truth at all. They're snug as a bug in a rug.
Exactly. And you know, if you're looking for a link for it, guys, do not think that they're going to let the absolute day or rate slip in writing. Don't even think that they're going to let that do. If you're asking for a link, you're in the wrong investment, because they're not going to let any currency reevaluation in writing leak out early, because the market would immediately get bought up by those that have tons and tons and tons of money. You got to understand the way this thing works. And, you know, guys, don't put anything past anything that's going on with our government or their government or anything else. Don't put it past them. If you hear it, there's a possibility of truth. And that's pretty much all I got to say.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate you bringing that little little viewpoint to us. That's excellent. You know, you've been a valued and treasured source over time. We appreciate everything you bring, and especially your viewpoint. So gives folks a little bit of a look inside where we're at. Scotty G, are you out there? You want to unmute yourself? I'm going to change the batting order up just a little bit.
I'm right here. Excellent. Ready and waiting.
I'm gonna start you off, because you, I guarantee, you are just a wealth of stuff. You and I have talked over the last few days, and it's absolutely been phenomenal, has it not?
It's been pretty stellar, I gotta tell you. And before I get started, Dusty, thumbs up, big guy. Thumbs up, man. Tell it like it is. Hey, by the way, BG, on that Warka thing, that was me. I texted that to you while I was in the middle of a funeral, if you remember.
Vaguely, I do. And, you know, unfortunately, I get so many of those texts, and, yeah, I mean, by the time I was done with lunch on Friday, those tacos were cold.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. it was good. You know, if a sitting congressman is going to give you information, though, just let the tacos get cold.
That's right. You guys get more tacos.
Get more tacos.
Hey, on the tie in that Warka thing, yes, we got confirmation yesterday that, and it was actually through a bank that we got it confirmed, that Warka had said there was definitely the IQD was now an international currency and tradable. That same bank also notified that, you know, because they were trying to check for rates, and the same bank notified that or advised that they don't have a rate today as of Friday, but it will be locked in sometime between Sunday and Monday. And, of course, my ears just perked right straight up when I heard that. I thought, man, this is just incredible news. Now, that was a Chase Bank, actually. And I actually saw another post. I'm sure most of y'all saw that as well. And I believe it was from Viper saying that he had gone to a Chase Bank in New York City. And they had said the exact same thing, that the rates would be there Monday. And I think that is really strong. I mean, to finally have branch-level people being aware that this is actually coming down the pike, that speaks volumes. I wish I could get my bank manager to wake up and see the roses. Also, the IRS, in the same frame, the IRS notified, or sent a notice to these banks, or to some banks, I don't know if it's going out to all of them, because I haven't got that confirmation yet, but I do know that it went to this one bank, and noticed that they've got to be sure to get their FISA done with the foreign currency. And they've got to, and if they need help, to ask the IRS, and they will be more than happy to provide support in that area. Now, that tells you something's fixing to happen right there. Now, Donnie R's got some information that's going to confirm part of this. We've already heard the confirmation on the Lord of Noms, but we've got a person in a government in Iraq that confirmed that the Lord of Nominations are being used throughout Iraq now. Now, I was trying to find out if they have changed the prices in the shops and in the stores. But if they've released the Lord of Noms, then they've got to have changed the prices because they couldn't handle that that many. I don't think they could handle that many bills. Now, also, I think I don't know if it was Poppy or who it was that was mentioning the forced RV. But under Section 18, the IMF does have the authority to force an RV if they deem it necessary. And I had heard talks of this earlier in the week. In fact, BG, I think I talked with you about it, that Iraq was sent notice Monday that they've got to get this thing done, and they were looking at a 24 to 72-hour window to get this thing forcibly closed. Now I don't have a whole lot more because well I do have one more piece now, and I know Don Yars, he and I of course we share daily, and he's got some bank information I thought that was just out of the park, but the last bit that, and I mentioned this to UBG a couple days ago, or yesterday I guess it was, that when Obama drew that line in the sand, that was a declaration that we're there, because he was basically saying, look, I'm running out of time. If I'm going to get my agenda done, you've got this amount of time, and it's all show. We know it's show. We know it's just for the sake of trying to get for the media and for the people. But to me, that was one of the greatest tells that we had. And also, as we've discussed, and I don't know that we can discuss it on this, but there have been a few tells that we have seen come down through our information from different banks and things like that that shows us that Monday is the day we've been waiting for. And with that, brother, I don't know that I've got anything else to add to this wonderful call. I'm just waiting for the rest of these all-stars to come in here and rock our socks off. Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, Mango? I guess everybody me.
Okay.
I'm on here with you, Scotty.
I went all by myself.
No, I heard you. You're good. You're good.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go back to I was muted there for a second. I want to go back to the tells there just for a quick second, though, Scotty. We've talked about that several times, and a couple of scenarios that have been presented to me. And I don't know. I mean, there are several things that sound very plausible, but one of them is that President Obama has drawn that line in the sand, knowing what's going to happen at a predetermined time anyway, and he's just saying, "Hey, let's get this done before this time is up. You got 36 hours or whatever." That was one of the. I mean, that's kind of an important tell. I mean, and a scenario that's believable. I don't know for sure that it's proof positive true or not, but. If he knows that this thing is impending no matter what, I'm sure he'd like to have that debt ceiling thing taken care of before the massive influx of capital in the marketplace takes hold. So it would be for sure better for him to have all his ducks in a row before that showed up. That was one scenario that we talked about, was that, it may or may not have a direct impact on the RV. I don't know. I'm not saying it does or it doesn't. But one scenario presented to me is that the RV is going to happen no matter what, and he's throwing down the gauntlet to get the debt ceiling done beforehand. That's the way, and I'm not going to present that as the only option, but it is one scenario that has been brought to my attention.
Right. Well, he's got an agenda. We know he has an agenda, and sure. That there's an agenda that is beyond the RV, and it's involving the politics of things. And he has been trying to get his agenda done, and this was an effort, for lack of a better word, an effort to get that agenda thrown out there in the media, say, and to wave a big stick, as it were, and say, look, I'm demanding this. Now's the time. but he knows what's coming.
Yeah,
and
I
find it intriguing and interesting more than anything. It is a tell. I think it is.
I would tend to agree with you. It's kind of interesting. The other thing that I would point out is, and this is something that was presented to me a few days ago, is that we would be looking at a very big distraction in the media, pretty much about the time that the RV showed up. And I'm looking around. And then it just dawns on me that the debt ceiling and all this, all we see anywhere, everywhere is debt ceiling. It's just, dominates the media. So I kind of think that's going to capture everybody's attention while this RV just kind of slips in into the radar less quietly now that we've been talking about it, but still pretty quiet in the grand scheme of things.
Well, you know, BG, there's one last little note here. I was talking with someone that has, been invested for actually many years the other day, and they said, well, why don't we hear anything on the media about it? I said, well, because the government and the media don't want you to know about it. They've got to keep it quiet. Well, the people that are in control of the media are intertwined into this. They know what's going on, but they're not going to breathe a word about it until it's
Well, the truth of the matter is the news media reports on the news after it's already happened. They don't typically speculate ahead of time. That's Dewey's job. He's really good at seeing what's going to happen way before it happens. So, yep, that's Dewey's job, the speculator.
BG, let me tell you a little funny story about right in the middle here. It won't take but a second. It happened to me years ago. I was in a major bank in our county. I won't say the bank. I won't say anybody's name. And they weren't busy, but they had 30, 40 employees, and one of them mentioned the dinar. I had said something about it to them, and so I just started talking about it, and one question led to another, and I gave them about a 15-minute dissertation on it and just went from one thing to the next. I turned to leave, and I thought I'd make a clean getaway. The president of the bank was behind me. He motioned with his fingers, said, come in here a minute. And so I get my tail between my legs, and here I go. I walk in his office, and he shut the door and said, don't you know what you've just done? And I thought, maybe I broke a law or something. Maybe I missed something here. I said, no, sir, but I'd like you to tell me. He said, well, every damn one of them's going to buy it, and the money's going to work, and they're all going to quit this bank.
Yep.
And that's what he said.
There are. Yep.
That's what he said. And it sure enough, it filled up every lockbox he had at that bank, and then it spread to other banks all over the county. You can't hardly get a lockbox. And that was 5 years ago. But I said to him, is that what you're telling me I've done? He said, yes, they're going to quit. I said, well, if you'll be nice to them, maybe you can keep them for customers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I said to the president. I said, well, if that's all you got to say, that you don't want these people to prosper, then maybe you can keep them for customers if you'd be nice. And I walked out the damn door. That was it.
Yeah, that's classic. And that, by the way, this is the same story I've been trying to impress on people over and over, is that, they want to know why their local branch or their tellers or their bank manager is not telling out in public what they know, and the truth of the matter is exactly what you just that story illustrates it exactly. I've sat in front of bankers who looked me square in the eye and said they'll try to ward me off every which way they could. That's a scam. We just put out a memo. There's been a front page article that, same thing. They just look me right in the eye and tell me it ain't gonna happen. And then, an hour later they admit they got $4 million of their own, So,
hey,
if it ain't gonna, yeah.
Someone's on a tree.
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, there's one banker that's told you the truth.
You know what? You're exactly right. And that is my favorite banker right there. He's been a wonderful resource. But he is, he finally had to come clean, is the truth of the matter. I mean, he definitely threw me a few curveballs early on. See if I was going to bite on them, and I did not. I held my bat right in place. But D Money, back around there. Do you got anything for us, D Money, or are you just going to?
Hello?
Honestly, I was just calling in to listen in. I was told on Friday that we were, you know, we were looking forward any minute that afternoon, and you know who I'm referring to, our mutual source that we have, and then we did have tentative plans to schedule a, you know, a cash out, so.
You did not do that. You never told me that until right now. I had plans to cash out. We were ready for the call.
Well, wait a minute. Let me break in here just a second. BGG, yeah, I just sent you, sorry fellas, I just got something here that hit me, and I just got an email here. I sent it to you, BGG, to check it out, and also, PH Trader, are you on? If he's on, he does some trading, and I sent it to him to check it out. They just sent me a notice within the last, at 9:54 this happened. The Kuwaiti dinar rate changed. It went up to $4.133 today, just a few hours ago.
You know, wow. I saw that.
That's up 60 cents.
Yeah.
Well, that's 20%.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I did. I saw that earlier, and we'll call that a not confirmed just yet.
Well, I sent you an exchange website that shows it. I just looked it up. That's what it's showing to me.
Awesome. Well, that tells us something good then. Because if the KWD goes up that much, you know, it gives the IQD room to go up and still maintain some geographical equilibrium is what I'll say. You know, gives us some room to bump up that higher 4 series number that we were thinking about.
Hey, let me chime in on that just a second, guys.
Yep.
It's been showing that at several spots for quite some time now. But that is the buy rate with the banking fee added if you buy some for travel purposes. So just check that out before we jump to any conclusions.
No, I'm not jumping to a conclusion. I'm just saying.
It's been that way for quite some time now. I know for a fact it's been that way for Wells Fargo for several months. Their buy rate and sell rate is a world of difference. Just throwing that out there for thought.
Banker just emailed me and said forward that email so he can look it over as well. He'll check it for us right away. We don't have confirmation on that, but great information. Thank you, Poppy. Thanks, everybody. Next, let me call... Donnie R., are you there? Donnie R.? *6 to unmute, Donnie. Donnie R., hello. Okay, we're going to move on. Mr. White.
BG, if you want, I can share Donnie's information. I do know what it is.
You know what? Go ahead. Just go ahead, Scotty. I can do it
real quick.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there it is. There it is.
You got me?
There you go. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. All right. Well, let's see here. Boy, let me start from the top, guys. I mean, what... This is unbelievable, the information that I'm receiving. A lot of it coincides with everyone else. Let me just start at the top here. BW, one of my top CEOs out of Reno, confirmed today with one of his major... contacts with an existing CEO of a major corporation that all of you know, which I'm not going to mention, that has very strong contacts is saying the exact same thing. We will see it Monday. For a lot of you that don't know, he has been correct five different times in a row. And a lot of you know, if we go way back, he nailed down the lower denominations, the existing secondary CBI bank. They were moving into and a number of other issues that he nailed down. I'm not going to go into all of it. It's going to take too much time. But that's kind of where we got a lot of our recognition through him. And I'm only saying that because of his contacts. They are extremely, extremely strong contacts, and he does not share information that often. But when he does, boy, you got to listen, because he's been dead on five times in a row, and I think he's now on number six. So that said, we've got his confirmation there on that. Mr. Bill, a lot of people are familiar with Mr. Bill. He has four contacts that have confirmed that we will see it on Monday. We just received from JW. JW, I received a text from. He's out of Jordan. And he says it's done. His sister lives in Baghdad. And she said it's done. We will see it Monday. DG, did you want me to talk about perhaps Wells Fargo Bank?
You know, man, I don't script people. You talk about whatever you want, but we do got to get rolling. We got just a couple minutes and 1, 2, 3, 4 more people
okay.
to get on here. Five more.
Well, let me just get going. And Wells Fargo Bank out of Las Vegas, which I have an LLC with, they contacted me yesterday. And this is a fairly high-up person in that bank. That I have a relationship with, and said, we are hearing that you will be able to cash in on Monday. So I'm going to remain pertinacious about that one as well. Also, I can't say enough about, you know, I just want to throw this in there. You know, again, what catches our eye is when Obama came on and gave the 24 to 36 hours. Well, we've already covered it. That is so strong, it is unbelievable to us. So, that said, I think that's pretty much where we are right now. I think we can all look forward, to seeing this happen. It looks like everything is, just falling into place for Monday.
That's awesome. I thank you so much for joining us, Donnie. I appreciate you, hopping in here. Alan, are you out there? Alan.
Yeah, BGG.
Give us your thoughts on where we're at right now. Give us a little peek.
And listening, you know, think about what thoughts. I think I want to tag on to Dusty. And in doing so, I want to give a shout out to Phoenix. And to a group of people over on the call squad. And why would I do that? Well, because for those cynics that are out there that don't believe anything, that want documentation, then that's what you need to do. You need to listen to Phoenix. You need to listen to these folks at the call squad, because they will take and they will give you every article, every piece of documentation that you would ever need to collaborate what we're talking about today. Furthermore, and I try to tell people this, that this thing that we're looking for is a very involved, multifaceted process. And these ladies over there at the call squad, found a document from the State Department called the Five-Year Plan for the Reconstruction of Iraq. Unclassified, it's available on their site, and if you read that, it's almost like a checklist that brings us up to today. That really brings us up to June 30th, and the culmination of a five-year plan that today we are seeing the last step, and the last step is a reconstruction of the banking system within that country. And in reading that document, you can see how the Iraqi banking system was brought out of the Stone Age and brought up to 2011. And you can see everything that Mr. Shabibi has told us he's going to do is happening. And you know, those of us, you know, most of us believe this, but for those cynics out there that don't believe anything or want proof of everything, that's where you can get it. And I think we're here. And I this thing is right on top of us, and I think we are seeing the results of the last step here, and that's the banking system that has been brought out. It's going to take them into the WTO, and, of course, they're going to need a valuable currency to compete on the world market, and that's what we're going to see, hopefully, at the beginning of next week. So, really, that's about all I have there, Tom.
Hey, I do want to throw something on top of that, guys. Can you guys hear me?
I can.
Phoenix, thank you for joining us, Phoenix. Go ahead.
No, that's not Phoenix. He's giving a shout-out to Phoenix.
Okay.
And I would also like to give a shout-out to Phoenix, and I don't know about the call squad or anything else, but also Randy Kuntz does a lot of factual information. But the document he's referring to, called the Future Project of Iraq, page 14 very clearly states that they devalued their currency due to sanctions on the war 660,000% overnight. Well, guys, if they can devalue it overnight that way by our choice, they can dang sure revalue it the next day 660,000% up. Read page 14 on that document that he's referring to called The Future Project of Iraq. It very clearly lays out the details of how they're going to print out the new currency, take off Saddam's picture, do the Kurdish languages, print the smaller notes. It's all on page 14 of The Future Project of Iraq. Line 18, I believe, states they're going to reestablish the base and purchasing value of the Iraqi dinar to what it was in the 1970s. On the first go back from line 18 on that page back to line 1, and I'm not doing this by looking at the document, guys. I'm actually laying in my bed right now. Go back to line 1, and it talks about the 1970s value was $3.3 equivalent to one IQD. So if they're going to reestablish that value, it is very clearly laid out. This is a government document from the Secretary of State called The Future Project of Iraq. Page 14, if anybody questions this investment, go to page 14. I cannot beat this in your mind enough. Page 14 of this document will explain everything that you question about it. And believe me, guys, if they can devalue it 660,000%, they can dang sure revalue. And remember, this was a 1970s rate. And remember that the IMF has already approved them for an increase over the top of that rate, including an increasing value for the inflation. And this was before they found extra oil fields, extra money they didn't know have, and before they figured in all these other things that goes into their budget. So remember, guys, just refer to that. Think about the other factual information about the things they found and the things they've done, and it's going to catch you by surprise what you can find in the facts, the quote-unquote facts of this investment.
Thank you. Thank you again for that addition there, Dusty. I know that document is you spent some time with that. Real quick, though, I need to go to AngelQuest. She's been texting me back and forth here for a couple minutes. And are you out there, Angel? Star 6. No? AngelQuest? AngelQuest, star 6 to mute. Hello? Nope, she's not there. Michelle, are you out there? You want star 6, Michelle? You're next. Star 6.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Hey, everybody. The biggest thing that I wanted to just kind of piggyback a little bit on what Dusty said earlier, which is, you know, looking at this, maybe even from a different light. I've been in this almost 7 years, really from the very, very beginning. I would venture to say I was one of the very first people who bought into it and completely got it and talked with Dewey for about 10 minutes and totally got the picture. So one of the things that I have noticed that I wanted to share with people that helps me to stay positive and focused in the fact that we are seeing progress is look at since the 20th of last month when Maliki and Shabibi got on the stage and talked about revaluing their currency. Immediately for 11 days, we got news article after news article coming from the CBI saying that they were going to revalue their currency, talking about the coins, talking about the increasing the buying power, all this stuff that all of a sudden came out from the CBI. And then it continued for a couple of more days into July, and then it stopped. And now, today, this morning, first thing, we see this article coming out of Baghdad from the CBI talking about their coins. And that right there tells me we're onto something because it has been nothing for 2 weeks. So we have to look at that pattern. We have to look at so many other patterns. The M2 numbers continuing to go down. You know, they can afford this. They've got the money. A lot of things have changed since the 20th of last month when Shabibi got on that stage. And we're just right there. We're absolutely right there. And something Dusty said a couple of days ago, if you're not excited about this, then you're in the wrong thing. Because if you can't be excited right now, then there's something you're not getting.
Wow. Got us a fireball there, didn't we, Dewey?
Yeah. I didn't mean to mess her up that bad.
Well, I just think that there's a lot to be excited about right now, and I think obviously what everybody's saying tonight, you know, I don't want to repeat it, things that have already been said, but what I do want to say is that, you know, if you're not already fired up, then you just have to look at the facts. And so, you know, everybody's got all these things that they have, this intel and some great information from some unbelievable sources, but also look at the other trends and the facts that are out there. And I think it's very obvious that, just like Dusty said, if they can devalue that much in a day, well, they can absolutely revalue and increase the value of their currency that quickly, too. We also have to remember, look at the inflation rates. You know, they've hit 7% now over there. So they've got to do something, and increasing the value of their currency will help that. And their buying power. So, you know, I think nobody has anything more to gain than Iraq, making sure that they keep on this track and getting this done. So that's it.
Fabulous. Thank you, Michelle. That was just awesome. I'm going to give Angel another quick shout-out. Angel Quest, please, if you're out there, *6, to unmute. We'd love to talk to you for a quick second. Angel Quest. Nope, she is not there. Well, I wish I could explain to you what she just put on here. I cannot. So, nope, she is not here, he's telling me. She's not on the board. Let me see if I can't read this to you and make it some sense. She got me about 4 texts here right in a row. Hang on here. She said the spread is in the system. It is 1 dinar going for, and it shows a spread rate there. And then that it will move up over time, and we will see it Monday as Sunday is a holiday. Oh, okay. There you go. Oh, hang on. She gave me a... Okay, you unmuted there, Angel? Unmuted *6 to unmute. Nope, she's not. There you go. I can hear you.
So what was the initial rate she gave?
Yeah. You know what? I can't. She's on here, but we cannot hear her. If you can *6 to unmute, that'd be great. Jump in wherever you like. I am going to turn this show over to Oki, the rock star. Elvis has been in the building the whole time. Tell us what's going on, Oki.
Well, everyone has already sang all of Elvis's song tonight, and he has nothing new. I've been totally preempted. I was on the phone in the middle of the night last night when most of you guys were asleep. I was talking to Zurich, to Basel, to Abu Dhabi, to Kuala Lumpur, to Dubai, and to Baghdad, and to Amman last night, among other places. They told me that it did go international. The rate is an international accepted rate, but it is the old program rate of 1170 dinar. The new rate has not dropped into it yet. The new rate will be in effect Monday, which you've heard 20 times up to now. So I, the only thing I've got to say is I told the people on the board this afternoon when I got the message in for sure of the confirmation, and I had intel from our government and from their government as well as out of the BIS that Monday was the day, and that that satisfied me. So I immediately went to town to Walmart to buy Depends, which they were already out of because they said that there were too many dinar investors that already made a run on the Depends. So that's, I don't have much to offer. I'm a bottom line guy. I say what I have to and get off the air, but Monday is our day. Monday's our day. I'm still sticking with 440 as being the rate. Everyone else is afraid to touch the third rail, but that's what I've been told continuously. If that's it, great. If it isn't, well, that's at least what I've been told. So that's all I have to say about it.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Oki. Angel Quest, I'm going to come back to you. We tried to unmute you again. See if you can. There you go. So explain that series of texts.
I don't know what
to me.
Happened. I've been trying to tell you. I can hear you, but you can't hear me. I just got that text from, I can't tell who, but from an international clearinghouse, that the IQD is indeed showing, not active, but showing a 15/5/1. My Wall Street junkie friend said you have to read that backwards. So in other words, when it does appear, it obviously will be 1 dinar to $5 to $15. Now, that's the spread. That's all I know. I don't know anything more than that. But that is what they are seeing.
Wow.
And I just got that here about 30 minutes ago or so.
Fabulous. So we got a text in while we were talking. That's pretty tough news right there.
Now, my 440 rate that I have been given for quite a while, I have never, ever got clarification as to whether or not that was USD or compared to the British pound. I've never got clarification on that yet.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm just glad that we're seeing anomalies on the screens. That tells me everything I need to know, that we're on the right track. So,
and Iraq
being... Go ahead.
Iraq
let me throw something in there with that. Guys, I'm pretty sure AQ knows about this. AQ and I go back a good ways. But I'm pretty sure she's like I am. She's kind of a research hound.
Yes.
AQ, did you see where they opened up three banking accounts throughout Europe?
Yes, I did. I sure did.
Isn't that amazing? That really could be tied to the GBP. Just a thought.
Well,
but I didn't really think it until I saw those bank accounts that were publicly opened.
But, Dusty, they put their entire parliament system is based exactly on the British parliament system. Their contracts are written that way, so that's what made us all think it was on the pound. If it is, it's half again higher than we thought.
Right, exactly.
Yes, because I didn't believe it would have been because they put those funds in the New York Bank. But I think that was the U.S. that made them do that. But when I saw that last week, I thought, yeah, it's connected to the GBP. Yeah.
Hey, BGG, can you hear me?
He muted. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Quick thought. You know, I hear what Dusty and Angel Quest are talking about. This is Michelle. And my thought was maybe it's got – because it's got something to do with the oil. I read the news article on that back when it came out about a week or so ago. And I mean, I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but to me – I feel like it has more to do with, because isn't BP and aren't there some oil companies that also are from that area, and maybe it has just more to do with the oil fields. I don't know that that really this currency is going to be tied to them.
You know, there's a lot of different ways we can look at that. I don't know that anybody is. I think everybody, when this thing finally happens, is going to be surprised, because there's going to be certain parts about it we just never saw coming. You know what? In all honesty, I'm gonna keep studying it a little bit afterwards. Just the sheer intrigue of the whole thing that's captured my last year or so. I'm gonna absolutely read the last chapter of this book before I put it down. So,
hey, Oki, are you still online, buddy? Is Oki still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oki, I got a question for you. Just from me and you, friend to friend, if you had to choose a currency to put your money into right now, would it be the dollar or the pound?
The dollar.
The dollar?
Yeah.
The dollar.
Okay.
Wow. Interesting. Hey, Pam, are you out there?
I am.
Yep. Do you want to follow up after Oki there? He gave you a lot of room to work, so.
It is pretty tough to follow Oki. What I do want to say is that Oki came out with this first, and I think everybody on this call knows that, but Oki talked about it in his own chat room first and then called and got the confirmations that he needed to get, and all of us have heard the exact same information. And Oki, we thank you again for leading the charge and for getting that information in advance of everybody else, like you've always told us you would. And so we all just support it.
I've been fortunate that my sources has always been a little ahead of the clock.
Well, you did it again for us, sir, and we're awfully glad you did. So everything we have backs it up, and we're just so glad that you stayed ahead of this for us and taken the blows for all of us.
That's mighty nice. I appreciate it very much. I took some pretty hard blows with some pretty nasty language this afternoon, and it just about made me want to throw in the towel, but I thought, no, there's been too many good people to row this trail too long. Let's stay with them until we get to the destination, and I had the destination in sight this afternoon, so that's why I was trying to show the people that, hey, we've reached the end of the road.
Yeah,
and we're taking the high road.
Absolutely, we're taking the high road. Yeah. One last comment there. I had somebody out there wanted to say something. Hello? Okay, Poppy, are you there?
Talk. Okay, hello? I know y'all want to mute me, but I'm going to say something. This is Chris.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
All right, first of all, Oki, you're a man of scholar, and I totally appreciate everything you've done. Pam, you're awesome.
Thank you.
You're a great asset to everybody. And everybody out there that's gathering information and doing all they can for everybody needs to be recognized. The problem is that there's a lot of people out there that don't really give a flying whatever, and they don't appreciate it. All they want to do is cash in the dinars, become millionaires, and not thank anybody about it. And I get real tired, and I do mean tired, of me working, everybody else working, and having nobody else sit there and be thankful for it. You
Amen.
Want to tell them, hey, thank you, and we praise you and everything else, but behind our backs you're just going, well, they weren't right, or they didn't say this, and how come it hasn't happened? Well, you know what? I'm where it is happening, okay? And the reason why it hasn't happened is for a lot of reasons, in which you're not going to know about it, because I'm only going to tell the people in this room on a private call. And that's just what you're going to have to live with, because you know what? You're not supposed to know about this. Get this straight, U.S. public. You're not supposed to know about this. This isn't your information. You got it by chance. So take this chance, live with it, become millionaires, do the things you want to do in life, and be thankful that you knew about it. I was blessed to know about this thing. And Jeff, if you're out there, thank God you're there.
Amen to that. I'm going to amen what he said.
Can I make a short comment right here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Someone asked a while ago, wonder why the American news media had not been picking up on this and following this closely. Well, I can tell you just exactly why they haven't been. If you stop and think about it, if you were an average American and found out that just for a few $100, you could have became a millionaire had you have had the notification in time to do so, you think you wouldn't be pissed off and mad? there are going to be riots in the street, so they will keep this as quiet as possible and let as few people know about it as possible, because all Americans deserve an equal right. And right now we are the fortunate few, kind of like the Marines, the fortunate few that knew about this. So your news media, don't look for a big expose or a splash about this, because it would cause another Watts riot like they had in Los Angeles years ago. So that's why the news media won't jump on this. Too many people's going to be irritated over it.
Well, listen, we're going to close this thing out here. Moppy, are you out there real quick? Moppy, star 6 to unmute.
Okay, I'm unmuted. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Poppy, will you do us a quick favor? Send us off with a quick prayer for Sunday and Monday, that we have fair winds and we get right through this thing. Will you do that for us? Do that for the people?
Certainly will. And just prior to doing that, I want to say to everyone that is within the sound of my voice that yes, we are all blessed with this. It's not something that come by chance. Perhaps in some reason that you're here, there's a purpose, and you better be studying and deciding what that purpose is, that you were blessed with this opportunity, and decide how you're going to pay back and pay it forward a little bit to somebody else, and to bless somebody else in doing this thing. You don't protect this money by locking it up and not doing anything with it, or just doing self things. Think about this, 73% of all the lottery winners in the United States, or in the world for that matter, are broke in less than 5 years. You know why? Because they get on there after they win it and it's me, that they're going to do with the money, and never I'm going to help somebody else. And a lot of them promise they are going to and then don't do it. That's sheer destruction to your money. Now I want to pray with you this evening and break this thing away, and want all of you to take this to heart. Father God, I come to you this evening. Father, I pray blessings upon each and every person that you have purposed and directed into this program, Father, into this golden blessing that it was written, that you had written in the Revelations years ago, Father. We thank you for your purpose and direction for us in this thing, Father, and we ask you that you give us the wisdom and discernment to understand what our purpose is, Father, that you give us wisdom and direction, as you said in James 1:5, where you said, if we ask for wisdom, you will give it to us liberally. Father, I ask you to give that to the people that are involved in this thing, so that they can protect this funds and to put it into the kingdom of God, to put portions of it in, and to bless the churches and the ministries and the people that are doing the good things within this country. Father, we just pray for our military that are overseas around the globe. Father, we pray protection and a hedge of protection around them. We ask you, Father, to bless each and every one of us, that everything that we do and say, every step we take, every word we speak, Father, is an extension of your words, Father, and we are walking in the direction you would have us to go. Father, we thank you so much for all of these things that you continue to bless us with, Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Good night, everybody. God bless you.